Hello, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, the Aldersburg-Sykesville area, talking to you from my home and delivering this week's podcast. At first, I was going to say, what are we going to talk about? I feel like sometimes it's Groundhog's Day, but then I recognized there's a lot to talk about. Today's going to be, I think, a high and cold or up and down type of message. And I'd like to start with a handful of positive things and then challenge us at the end over the next few minutes on things that we need to continue to focus on. First off, last week, and maybe it's been 2 weeks, Memorial Day, I was really excited on how we celebrated this year's Memorial Day. As a 30-year veteran, Veterans Day and Memorial Day really have meant a lot to me over the last few decades. Although we weren't able to do a parade, I was really impressed on how the community came together and did a virtual Memorial Day celebration. It took everyone packaging the Memorial Day ceremony into a virtual event, and I'm very proud of the media center, along with our team, Chris and the guys, that filmed us and packaged the videos together. So thank you so much. It meant a whole lot. And it gave me an opportunity to share again what I think Memorial Day means to me, and then also what I believe it should mean to you. In the same breath, Independence Day, or 4th of July, to me is very important, and we should not neglect or allow a pandemic to deter us from the importance of celebrating our Independence Day. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do the grand fireworks over at the Ag Center, but I challenge all of us to figure out how to come together in small groups in our small communities and neighborhoods and celebrate the importance of the Independence Day. I guess as a soldier, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and Independence Day have really meant a whole lot to me over the years and to my family as well. So I look forward to the 4th of July, and I'm hoping that we will continue to move forward in opening up our county. I'm very proud of the small businesses in finding ways to open up their retail and continue to market their stores. I'm also very excited about the restaurants that are opening up and also finding innovative ways and new ways. Even though it's outdoor seating, they're trying their best, and I think we're going to make it. And I think we're going to make it neighbor to neighbor, working together. So a challenge for you and for I and the families is to shop local and eat local. And let's get through this pandemic together. On another very positive note, I am so proud of Sykesville and being recognized as the best Main Street in America. They received $25,000 for this recognition with an unprecedented more than 125,000 votes to knock them into first place over the other 9 semifinalists. The recognition was announced on June 2nd, and I believe the money should be coming to Sykesville over the next couple weeks. What I'm also very proud of, and I guess humbled, is the downtown Sykesville community is committing a large amount of that money to the small businesses. Again, another way to help small businesses in our communities to get back up on their feet. The county has provided about $900,000 for small businesses. The most recent was a $45,000 grant given from BG&E to our small businesses. This allows for 45 small businesses, to include sole proprietors and home-based businesses, to apply for the $1,000 grant, again, to help them get back on their feet. I know it's a small amount. It may just be a nice gesture, but I think it's another piece of the puzzle in a very large mosaic in getting all of us back on our feet. With that said, over the last few weeks, we've requested or asked, sometimes challenged, businesses to reach out to us and say, what are the things that they want to do? How can they open their businesses in accordance with the guidelines provided by the state and by our governor? I am very proud of the work that we are doing, Carroll County government, with the state government, the partnerships and the communications that we have with our legislators. We're all working together. The things that I've been focused on over the last couple months have been our Main Streets and small businesses, along with the importance of feeding our community. We stood up what's called the Carroll Community Organization Against Disasters, or COAD, focused right now in the southern part of the county in Eldersburg and Sykesville, where we have pop-up pantries continuing to occur every weekend. Three or four pop-up pantries are happening, and at each one, they're serving anywhere from 50 to 150 folks. It's unfortunate that we have folks in our community that need the food that's being provided, but it's also a blessing that we have a community that cares and that rallies together and comes together in doing these pop-up pantries. They will continue. They'll continue over at some of the churches within the Eldersburg area. I believe the Lions Club will continue to host a pop-up pantry every Sunday from 11 to 1 behind the Petco in the Walmart area, Eldersburg Commons on 26, along with Gourmet Spirits on 26 in Cleese Mill. Kalpesh has been doing a great job with his pop-up pantries as well. So I applaud everyone, whether it's St. Paul's, Wesley Freedom, all of the places that are doing these pop-up pantries, and the communities, to include the FDCA community, coming together to serve our community in the times of need. Now, over the next few minutes, I do want to share with you what's been on my mind most recently, and definitely in a frustrating manner. It is horrific what happened to Mr. George Floyd in Minneapolis a few weeks ago. I absolutely believe in the opportunities for demonstrations and the right to assemble. Again, wearing that uniform and going into harm's way to protect those rights, I believe that we should all have the opportunity for a right to assemble and protest appropriately and demonstrate appropriately and voice our opinions. Most recently, my kids felt the need to do so, and they went over to Howard County and went on one of those demonstrations. It was very peaceful. There were some speakers. They came back with some ideas. It's an opportunity, again, to do things the right way. There's absolutely no reason for destruction, for the looting, for the violence that has occurred. Our sheriff is committed to keep the peace and keep peaceful demonstrations to allow them to happen. He is continuing to partner with our communities and municipalities. He continues to partner with us and sharing with us what he's been doing. I am so proud of Sheriff DeWeese and his team for everything they're doing. They are the poster child for community policing, which is all about partnership. It's all about de-escalation of activities, and it's all about keeping our community safe. So I'm, again, so proud of all that he has been working with in keeping our community safe. The last message I just want to share with you is this pandemic is not over. The challenge is that what's been in the news most recently has been about the demonstrations, the protests. Unfortunately, the violence has occurred across our country. Fortunately, in Baltimore, it's been much less than other places. But what that has done is it's taken the community at large off of looking at what's happening regarding the pandemic. The last number I saw is over 105,000 folks in our country have died in one way or another associated with COVID-19. This is not the time to be complacent, and I don't want to become too parochial when saying this, but leaders lead by example. And I believe that we should all be leaders in the times of crisis like this, whether it being a community coming together and recognizing the need to demonstrate without violence, whether it means keeping our social distance, wearing our face masks appropriately above the nose, and keeping our community safe. This is the time not to be complacent. We need to work together, and we will both get through the challenges associated with the horrific death of George Floyd, and understanding and recognizing that all lives matter, and we should be taking care of everyone, neighbor to neighbor. In the same breath, taking care of our community as we go through this pandemic. We will get through this together. It's just going to take time. and nobody wants to do this again. I know that. I know I do not want to. So if you have continuing good ideas, please pass them along. Look out for your neighbors. Look out for your community. Like I said a minute ago, we're going to get through this. I think I've talked enough for this morning. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. As always, life is good, and it will continue to be better working together. Thanks.